Well, you can see on the satellite a lot of cloud that's stretching across the centre there and into Queensland. Now, that's generating heavy rain in parts, leading to flooding and storms. It's a monsoon low that's bringing that rain. There is a severe weather warning for South Australia's northeast pastoral district for heavy rain, which may lead to flooding. Let's have a closer look at Queensland now. So that rain in the west, with showers also in the north. Brisbane, partly cloudy today and 29. In New South Wales, the slight chance of showers in the northwest and also on the southern slopes and ranges. Sydney, partly cloudy and 26, hot in Canberra, 34 degrees. To Victoria, isolated afternoon showers and storms over the eastern ranges, light showers on the coast. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 27. A cloudy day for Tasmania, light showers for the south and east coasts, showers and possible storms developing in the north. Hobart, a possible shower and 19. To South Australia, heavy rain for parts of the northeast corner and a slight chance of showers over the south, but some high temperatures today with a severe fire danger today for the northwest pastoral and west coast. Adelaide, a possible late storm and 35. To WA, and showers possible for parts of the south, particularly near the coast. There's also a damaging winds warning for the lower west and southwest districts, and a severe fire danger around the south and western districts today. Perth is headed for a windy morning and 35 degrees. Further north, and showers possible over the Kimberley, and the chance of showers for most of the Northern Territory, with heavy rain likely in the Simpson District, which may lead to localised flooding. Darwin, partly cloudy and 33. A quick look at tomorrow, and that nice weather in the east continues. Brisbane, 30 degrees, 25 in Sydney, a top of 24 in Melbourne. Hot in Perth, though, 37 degrees.